First of all, immediate context. Look at John 4:22. Let's see if we can go from context to what is going on when he says worship in truth. In John 4:22, Jesus Christ says to the woman, "You worship that which you do not know." Now people worshiping what you don't know. So people worship. Just because people worship does not mean it's true worship. Acceptable to God is the briefest definition given for true worship. That which is acceptable to God, true worship of God. You worship that which you do not know. We worship that which we know. For salvation is from the Jews. Where's our clue? The clue is in that last phrase. True worship is directly related to salvation. Not being saved, but in understanding the truth of salvation. In other words, what I'm trying to say here, people, is if you understand, and this is a crisis in the world today of even a lot of denominations that call themselves Christians, if you understand exactly how you were saved, how to be saved, it will direct you in knowing God and truly worshiping God. Problem is, most people do not know how to be saved. Secondly, second problem, those who do know, leave it immediately because of religion of some type or another, some type of work. Now what I'm trying to say is this. We have two distinct views of God when it comes to salvation. We have two distinct views of God when it comes to salvation. Now salvation here will deal with eternal salvation, not experiential salvation or deliverance from sin or in life. But let's just deal with eternal salvation because that's the salvation Christ is talking about in John 4:22. There are two views. One view is this. One view is this. And this is the view, by the way, whatever view we're going to talk is our view of God. And this is the God we're going to worship. If, and this is what, if I do for God, then God will save me. If I do for God, then God will save me. Most people here then differ right here on what you have to do. So you have various denominations and movements, and we've studied those four circles. Various denominations and movements of what you have to do for God, and then God will save you. That's the view of God then, and that's the God you're going to worship. All through your life, that's the God you're going to worship. If you do something for God, then your God is going to worship, is going to bless you, save you, whatever it is in your Christian life. That's the God that you know. I do this for God, God saves me. I do this for God, God restores me. I do this for God, God blesses. Ideal being, if I do not do this, then God does not save, God does not restore, God does not bless. That's my view of God. That's the God I'm going to worship. This verse is another God. Both gods are presented in Scripture on purpose. That's why I read Isaiah 28 for you. There's another God in the Scripture. This God says, if you will just trust me, just faith alone, faith alone, faith only, I will save. This is a God that says simply, trust me. Trust the one I send. I send my son, I send my spirit. You trust, I say. I do all the work. We have two different gods. Two different ways we're going to worship. Two different relationships established with this God. This is why denominations, movements, people, all through history of the church, they worship this God. It is not by faith only. It is not by faith alone. You're going to have to do something for God. That's my view of God. My view of God is you must do something for Him, then He will do something for you. It may be something so minute as repentance, confession, walk an hour, feel sorry, lordship salvation, sacraments of the church, moral change in your life. Whatever it may be, but that becomes my view of God, and that's the God I'm going to worship. Is that the true God? Is that worshiping God in truth? No, because that is not God. In truth, God here is. This is God. Just trust me. I will do it. You trust me for salvation? I'll do it. You trust me for recovery from sin? I'll do it. You trust me for blessing? I'll do it. You trust me for love? I'll give it to you. You trust me for peace, joy, happiness, love, all these things? I'll do it. You mean I don't have to do anything? No. I don't have to repent, confess, walk an aisle, change my life, do anything? No. Just trust me. I'll do it. Faith alone, faith only. On both sides of the cross, God didn't change. This is the true God. So we have to understand which God we're going to worship in truth. He is the God who simply saves. So we have our clue in regard to the salvation. So if we truly understand how we're saved, and therefore, and what does Paul say? As you received Him, walk. Yeah.